In a closing address to the summit that elected him chairman, the 75-year-old Malawian leader said it is time for Africa to put a stop to the recent trend toward unconstitutional power grabs.
We must declare war on unconstitutional change of government on the African soil and resolve to take strong and necessary measures against all offers of coup d'etats and those that provide them the means to unseat constitutionally elected governments.
Mr. Mutharika expressed satisfaction with what he called the return to constitutional order in Mauritania and Guinea-Bissau over the past year. He also noted positive changes in Guinea, but he said his year in office would focus on other trouble spots he called intractable.
We should together remain seized with the outstanding challenges in Madagascar, Somalia, and Darfur. We should remain steadfast in the use of all means at our disposal to resolve what seems to be intractable situations.
Mr. Mutharika, a former World Bank economist, said he would insist on urgent steps to improve Africa's food security and energy generation capacity.
I'm still determined, as chairman of the African Union, to put measures together to ensure that within the next 5 years, no child in Africa should die of hunger and malnutrition.
The outgoing AU chief, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, used his farewell speech Sunday to question the organization's competence. He accused it of doing little more than passing resolutions and declarations and said if he had known in advance how little power the chairman has, he would have refused the job. Mr. Mutharika said it is time to change that image.
May I reiterate the need for our organization to go beyond making decisions, declarations, and resolutions. We need to take action now.
Mr. Mutharika is the fourth democratically elected head of state to hold the AU chairmanship in the past 5 years, helping to burnish the organization's reputation for promoting democratic ideals. Only Libyan leader Gaddafi broke the string. He came to power in a military coup 40 years ago. Speaking to reporters after the summit, Mr. Mutharika said he would oppose any move to limit the chairmanship to only constitutionally elected heads of state. He suggested the AU policy of strict opposition to unconstitutional power grabs would eventually eliminate despots and dictators from the continent.
There's no agenda where we'll insist that someone must necessarily be democratically elected in their country. But I think you know that we are against the takeover of government through unconstitutional means. We are against coup d'etats. So by definition, those who will be elected at the African Union will definitely be democratically elected.
Before closing the summit, the Malawian leader announced a postponement of the next continental gathering. By tradition, the twice-yearly summits are held the first days of February and July. But this year, the first 10 days of July will be consumed with soccer madness as South Africa hosts the final World Cup matches. So the summit has been rescheduled for July 25th through 27th in the Ugandan capital, Kampala. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.